One of my themes, it sort of sounds up with women, but I think it's really true, is our generation and these women, we started the idea of a woman being an adventurer, a picaresque adventurer, the way a guy could always be. And women never were before.
The 60s broke from tradition in many ways. The role of women was no exception. And now, three musical women who helped define the time are the subjects of author Sheila Weller's new book, Girls Like Us. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. In the mid-60s, as song factories gave way to singer-songwriters, Carole King, Joni Mitchell, and Carly Simon were each approaching music, but in entirely different worlds. Little did they know, within 10 years, they'd help change the face of an industry and a culture. Looking back, it's hard to imagine music without the female perspective. And author and journalist Sheila Weller explores that significant shift in her new book, Girls Like Us, Carole King, Joni Mitchell, Carly Simon, and the Journey of a Generation. Stories, myths, and, of course, music history emerged in the course of her research and numerous interviews, and FUV's Dennis Elsis recently spoke with Sheila about a few interesting tales, starting with the success of Carole King's album, Tapestry.
Lou Adler had an idea. He just knew, as he said. He thought it would be what Love Story was to film. It was kind of an organic project. It embodied what was sort of going on among young people then. And Carole had moved from New Jersey, where she was living as kind of a middle-class wife and mother, to Laurel Canyon. There was this whole hip group of young musicians, a little younger than she. She was the only single mother. She was the only one who'd been a teenage professional. So she really became the natural earth mother of this circle of friends. But they were very nurturing for her, too. They kind of gave her a new life. And Tapestry evolved from that. And the organic, earnest beauty and the musicianship of that was so quietly glaring that when John Landau wrote his Rolling Stone review, it's almost as if he was puzzling it out. First, he wasn't sure what was so great about it. Then he started saying, it made me forget what rock is capable of. This isn't musicians diddling around for want of anything better to do. There's so much integrity in this.
My life has been a tapestry of rich and royal hue. Everlasting vision of the ever-changing view, a wondrous woven magic in bits of blue and gold, a tapestry to feel and see, impossible to hold.
So Joni Mitchell is growing up at a time that Carole King is growing up, and Joni Mitchell has a secret.
Well, she'd had a baby, living in a rooming house with practically no money, but performing at a coffee house. And I must say, this to me was a more adventurous, courageous rite of passage than anything any guys like Bob Dylan ever did, was being a penniless, pregnant, single folk singer, hiding this from your parents. I think this was an amazing thing to have gone through. So shortly after she gave the baby up, she met Chuck Mitchell, an older, more polished folk singer. They quickly married. They moved to Detroit. And there was a local club, the Chessmate. They were there every night. She was starting to write songs immediately. I think that there was sort of some internal exchange when she made the traumatic decision to give up the baby. This amazing talent kicked in that had really not been evidenced before. She started writing these amazing songs.
Carly, of course, probably has the most famous group of boyfriends, mm-hmm. although the others are no slouches mm-hmm. in there. Cat Stevens was one of her boyfriends, mm-hmm. ultimately. You tell some great stories about how Cat Stevens influenced the song Anticipation.
Yes. She opened for Cat at the Troubadour in April 1971. The entire L.A. rock elite came to see this new girl from New York. And she was, of course, you know, hysterical with stage fright. Then she knocked them dead. And she opened for Cat. Cat became her sort of her first famous boyfriend. They both got back to New York. He was coming to pick her up for a date. She was so nervous and spending so much time thinking about was he going to come? And she grabbed her guitar and she wrote about what the whole idea of waiting for somebody, what it took out of you. She embodied it. She wrote it in 15 minutes in the kind of the style of a Cat Stevens song. And that became her second big hit.
Anticipation.
Carly Simon and Anticipation, just part of Sheila Weller's new book, Girls Like Us, Carole King, Joni Mitchell, Carly Simon, and the Journey of a Generation, published by Atria Books. For the complete conversation and more exclusive interviews, head to our archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.